they might set by the stove to keep extra coal in. Would you have a name for that?
A bin? Coal bin.
Okay. Have you ever seen one that was had kind of tapered mouth so that it poured out more easily?
A coal bucket.
Coal bucket. All right. Does the word scuttle mean anything to you?
Well, not as much as a coal bucket.
Okay.
I have heard that name.
What's that?
Scuttle.
Scuttle. Okay. Talking about a stove, the pipe that goes out the back of the stove up to the chimney, that would just be the...
stove pipe.
Okay. Could you distinguish for me between a stove pipe and a flue? Or is flue familiar to you?
Yes, a flue would be the portion of the house that's built to carry the smoke out after it leaves the stovepipe.
Oh, the part, the wall part?
Well, yes, that's usually, the flue, as I see it, is usually built onto the house, so it's not portable. I mean, you can't move it.
Oh, is it the same thing as the chimney?
It would be the same as the chimney.
Same as the chimney, I see. Okay. What about a common thing that you would use for yard work that has one wheel down front and pick up on it?
A wheelbarrow.
Okay. Heard that called a Georgia buggy?
Not too well.
Have you heard that at all?
I don't think so.
Okay. If you wanted to sharpen a knife, what would you sharpen it on? Something you could hold.
Wet rock. Wet rock.
Okay. What about something bigger than that? Like if you wanted to sharpen an axe?
Grindstone.
Were those usually, did you ever see any that were pedal operated?
Not too much. I always saw those that turned behind.
Okay. And the vehicle that I drove up in, you would normally call that a
car?
Okay. And if my car started developing some squeaks in it, I might tell the mechanic at the service station to please do what to my car?
To please grease your car.
Okay. He did it yesterday, you say, your car
greased.
Get that stuff on your hands, you say your hands are very
greasy.
And if you have your car there, you might tell him to look up under the hood and check
the oil.
What about this stuff that people used to burn in lamps before they had electricity?
Kerosene.
Any other name for it?
Coal oil.
Have you ever heard of people making a temporary lamp or makeshift lamp by taking a bottle of some kerosene and maybe a rag for a wick for temporary light?
Flambeau.
Flambeau. That's interesting. I rarely pick that up.
Is it?
But that's just something for temporary light.
Mm-hmm. Put your kerosene stuff in a soda bottle,
mm-hmm,
and take a rag down there and light it.
You got yourself a flambeau.
Yes.
Is it the sort of thing you would have around the house?
No, not usually. Unless, you know, you were doing some activity outside. For example, this not being highly farming here, we used to have church parties and what have you, and on the outside, when you didn't have electricity, you put these flambeaux up on posts or certain places, and that would give you light. And they have used them, for example, if somebody's going to kill a hog or something like that, so, to have enough light.
Mm-hmm. How long would they last? How much light would you get out of
them? Oh, they would last. They would last for hours.
Sometimes the response I get from younger people when I describe that is Molotov cocktail.
that's the new term for it. And when I heard him say that, I went, "What in the world are you talking about?" But we have a way of getting back to some of those things that.